8 here, DC 101, the Grease Man here. I got B on the line here. B, do you mind if we go on the air here? I just want to ask you a question once and for all. Now, you call me every now and then, and whenever I suggest that we ought to get together for a little habadogee, you always say, well, you're studying for tests. I mean, come on. I don't buy those kind of excuses. All right, if you don't want a habadogee, just say you don't want a habadogee. Let's just let it go at that, then.
I'm living with my parents, my love.
I don't care. All these excuses you have. Let me tell you something. If you really wanted the hop of the gee, you could cut 5, 15, 20 minutes out of the day. But no, I got to study for tests. I'm living with my parents, for crying out loud. You say, Ma, I got to go to the store and get some milk. I'll be back in a half an hour. I'm waiting around the corner in the Greasemobile. Hobbadle, hobbadle, hobbadle. Boom. I'll even bring the milk you can take home.
Greasemobile.
That's right. If you were really interested in hop of the gaggery, you wouldn't come up with these silly little excuses, B.
Let's see, my love. If I'm going to have Luki, I want more in half an hour.
Oh, God, get out of my face. What do you want, talking? You want me to talk to you?
What?
You want me to talk to you?
No.
What do you want, more than a half an hour of Hava Dugagari?
If you can't handle it.
Oh, God, don't give me this. Yeah. Nobody. All right, maybe occasionally you'll go for half an hour. But, I mean, it's really rare after you get going that people are going to be going for an hour and a half. Come on, what are we ending for, calisthenics or romance here?
Experimentation.
Hey, I figure I'll give you the best 12 to 17 minutes of your life. And if that's not good enough, hey, it's every man for himself after that. I'm sorry, B. Let me be frank with you. I'm not one of these people. I don't claim to be a marathon man. I don't think that that calluses is the sign of a good lover. I mean, I don't care to be soaked in sweat. You know, it's just like my daddy. My daddy was the one that taught me, boy. Well, the problem was, I had to live with my daddy and his girlfriend after dad and mom got divorced. And the problem was, I was with Estelle at the time. And you see, we only had one big bed. And so, every night, Estelle and I would get to use it first. The problem was, after about 15 minutes, maybe 17 on the outside, Daddy and his girlfriend, they'd get a little frisky. And they'd start saying, boy, you done yet? Well, there ain't nothing worse than hopping the gagging and having your impatient daddy outside the door saying, come on, boy! What you doing in there anyway, for crying out loud? You know, so you try to concentrate, but you can't concentrate. I said, Daddy, give me a break! One time there I was, gritting my teeth, doing my best work. I happened to glance up, and I see the door cracked open a little bit, and there's Daddy's smiling face nodding, saying, yeah, boy, yeah, get in, but don't go, boy. I said, Daddy, get out of here, shut that door! He shut that door! Estelle's all embarrassed, you know. It was awful. He said to me, you know, son, I wouldn't rush you. I tell you what, you let me and Nadine go first here. You let me and Nadine go first, and y'all can have it the whole night if you want. But I didn't go for that. And Daddy drools, you know. I didn't want to sleep on that drool-covered pillow after Daddy and Nadine was done, you know. So we went first, and I just got the habit of, you know, 10, 12, 15 minutes outside, I'd be done, you know. And then Daddy and Nadine could go in there. It was tough, but oftentimes in rural America, one has to make do. Finally, Daddy come up with an idea. He said, son, I know this is causing the trouble on y'all's relationship. What I'm going to do is I'm going to hang me a curtain in the exact middle of that bed. And sure enough, he did. He put a curtain rod right in the ceiling and hung down a big old curtain. So that way we could go to bed at the same time. Daddy and Nadine would be on one side of the curtain. I'd be on the other side with Estelle. Keep everything real nice, you know, real civilized. I'd stick cotton in my ears, though. I didn't like listening to Daddy. I didn't want to hear that. I didn't want to hear none of that. I didn't want to hear no water buffalo. But we've been working like that for some time. It worked out pretty good. Except one time, air conditioner kicked on just right. When it did, the wind blew that curtain a little bit. And I glanced over there. And there was Daddy and Nadine enjoying Congress. But they wasn't moving. They both smoking camels, relaxing. And when they noticed there was no movement on the Poshupiti, they glanced over. They look at me, soaked in sweat, hair matted to the side of my face, Slim Jim half-eaten lying there on the pillowcase. Suddenly it became clear to me why they was doing this arrangement. Why them lazy good-for-nothing suggested we do it like this. look over. I said, Daddy, I bet you if we had a tandem bicycle and you was riding on the back, you wouldn't pedal out either, would you?
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Frank.